This is Ozarks at Large. Springdale is a pro-life city. The city council passed a resolution declaring such at last night's city council meeting. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there. She joins me now to tell us more about how that played out. Welcome, Zuzanna.
Hi, Kyle.
All right. So why was this resolution brought up to the council now?
Well, so this resolution was passed in Springdale, and it's actually the first city to do so in the whole state. But the story starts in Fayetteville. That's where Planned Parenthood had a clinic up until July 25th. That's when the lease on that property was terminated. Planned Parenthood states they were facing challenges at that location, so they chose to relocate. The Family Council, which is a conservative lobbying organization out of Little Rock, released a statement of its own saying the landlord decided not to renew the lease. Either way, the lease was terminated. That clinic provided, you know, contraception, STD testing, breast cancer screening, annual exams, but it did also provide medication abortions, which some people refer to as the abortion pill. And now the clinic's looking for a new location, which is where this resolution in Springdale comes in. It was brought to the council by council member Colby Fulfer of Ward 1. He's a local businessman, and he's also a teaching pastor. The resolution declares Springdale a pro-life city, and it goes on to state that it supports every stage of life through what the city does, like its school system, economic opportunities, the senior center. And it makes no mention of Planned Parenthood explicitly, but Fulfer made it clear that that's why this resolution is coming up now. And you can take a listen to what he said at the meeting.
It's been a few weeks since I started working on this. As everyone is aware, Planned Parenthood, their facility, their lease was not renewed in Fayetteville, and they have been looking for a location somewhere in Northwest Arkansas. And one of the things that I wanted to point out in this resolution was that Springdale, in a representation of an overwhelming majority of their constituents, we wanted to write something that would say that Springdale is pro-life, not just for the child, but everywhere from beginning to end, to the end of life as well.
Okay. Always a contentious issue. What's been the reaction from residents of Springdale?
Right. I think we all know this is a politically charged topic. It's polarizing. It's emotional on both sides. We've seen that play out over and over again across the country. And it really was no different in Springdale, where people did come out to speak for the resolution and against it. And here's just a few things that people had to say about that.
I have been a patient of Planned Parenthood for 22 and a half years. Planned Parenthood is the reason I have not had an abortion. Planned Parenthood has given me consistent good health care the entire way through. It has been there for me when no one else has.
This resolution is not something we should do. This resolution is who we are. I think Springdale has the unique opportunity to be a leader in the preservation of life as well. I would commend the author, Councilman Mr. Fulfer, for having the wisdom and the foresight to include a full spectrum of life from beginning to end.
The fact that municipal positions are nonpartisan allows you all to avoid purely ideological stances. That lets you concentrate on concrete actions to serve all the residents of Springdale.
I think we should give the choice for people to do whatever they want with their bodies. But you don't get to decide what to do with somebody else's body.
Yes.
And if a business is not consistent with that, then of course we would elect representatives that are consistent with that worldview.
But I just want to make the point that before I heard of this resolution, I would never donated to Planned Parenthood. And yesterday I donated $1,000. And I strongly encourage them to locate in Springdale. And I want to work with other community members that are like-minded to bring them here to Springdale.
I'm here to make a personal statement. I'm the product of an unplanned pregnancy, and I'm grateful that my birth mother saw the value in my life. Each and every one of you are here because the woman who gave you birth valued your life as well. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, your life is valued, and that's what this is all about.
So how did the council vote? I mean, we know they approved it. Was it unanimous?
It was actually 6-1. The resolution did pass. One city council member, Jeff Watson, missed the meeting for a family reason, and Kathy Jaycox was the only dissenting vote. Now, she did tell the crowd that she is pro-life and that is her personal stance, but she felt like it wasn't the city's responsibility to take that position on the topic. Mayor Doug Sprouse also weighed in before the vote. He didn't end up casting one because there wasn't a tie to break in the way the city council members voted. But he did say he supports the resolution, and he went into a kind of personal story as to why. He told the crowd that he recently stepped down from the board of Loving Choices Pregnancy Center and that he's been pro-life since he was a teenager when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion in the U.S. Take a listen.
When I determined that I believed that unborn child was a person, then all other arguments went away. I'm not discounting anyone's experience, anyone's story, any situation that you can name. And I think in probably, 47, 48 years, I've probably hurt them all, but that doesn't discount the importance of them. But my belief is my belief.
And the mayor also mentioned that he does fully intend to run for re-election in 2020.
All right, so what does this resolution mean going forward, and what does it mean specifically, I guess, for Planned Parenthood?
So the resolution is just kind of a statement. It doesn't actually prevent Parenthood from opening a clinic in the city.
Right.
It's basically the city just proclaiming that this is our stance on this issue, and it doesn't actually ban anyone from making a choice about whether or not they want to have an abortion. It does bring up an interesting point, which you heard in the comments that some of the residents made, which is, does the city represent all Springdale residents, or does the city council, or do the city council members represent the values of the constituents who voted them in? Mm. And the point there is that city council and mayor's office positions are nonpartisan. You know, when voters cast their ballot, there's no political party designation.
There's no D, there's no R, it's just
right.
The name.
No I, no right. Anything, which is how many people get an idea of where political candidates stand on certain issues, abortion being one of them. So this brings up the question of whether residents knew where certain city council members stood on this issue when they voted for them. I asked Colby Fulfer about this after the vote, and I also asked him if he thinks this will change how people run for this kind of office.
I believe I stated that one of my key issues was conservative family values. I'm not sure if I stated specifically pro-life, but I think it did. I'll have to go back and read that. Not all of my personal issues come to fruition here on the city council, but when one does present itself that affects our whole city, then that is something I'm willing to take a stance on. I know that we also represent a number of people in our city that may disagree with this, but I felt like it was the right thing to do.
As far as Planned Parenthood in Northwest Arkansas is concerned, no announcement yet on a new location, but the organization does have a clinic in Little Rock that also provides medication abortion services.
All right. That was at the city council meeting last night in Springdale. Zuzana Sitek for Ozarks Large. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.